USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Well, it's been very unfair from the day I won.
Pre-Super Bowl, President Trump sitting down for an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox, taped at Mar-a-Lago Saturday. The president asked about the impeachment matter.
And I really say from far before the day I won, from the day I came down the escalator with our future First Lady who's doing such a good job, it probably started from there. It's been a very, very unfair process. The Mueller report, or Russia, as you say, which was total nonsense. It was all nonsense. The whole thing was nonsense.
To other news now, conflicting predictions from two of the country's most famous groundhogs. Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania, not seeing his shadow on Gobbler's Knob, so he's predicting an early spring. But General Beauregard Lee in Butts County, Georgia, seeing his shadow and predicting six more weeks of winter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Turning now to the impeachment matter, closing arguments in the Senate Monday starting at 11 a.m. Eastern, attendance mandatory, then at 3 Eastern, senators to deliver individual remarks on the floor, Tuesday more comments, attendance optional, and then Wednesday, senators making their final remarks with the final vote scheduled for 4 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with more now from Washington, D.C.
Senate Republicans succeeded at blocking Democratic efforts on Friday to subpoena some key witnesses and documents that have been withheld by the White House. Now, final arguments in the trial will begin late Monday morning and are to last 4 to 6 hours. Senate Republican and a supporter of President Trump through the process, Lindsey Graham, says,
"It was a bunch of partisan in the House. It continued in the Senate. It's going to end Wednesday. The president's going to get acquitted. It's going to blow up in their face."
Graham spoke on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With that new confirmed case of the coronavirus here in the U.S. and more than 14,000 cases worldwide, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visiting Kazakhstan, which shares a 1,000-mile border with China, where more than 300 people have died.
Just as we've gone to great lengths to help Americans afflicted by the virus, so too will we go to great lengths to help our friends here.
Because the coronavirus spreading, Apple temporarily closing 42 stores in China, the iPhone maker saying in a statement it's closing stores, corporate offices, and contact centers in China until February 9th out of an abundance of caution, shares of Apple stock falling by about 4.5% on Friday. In honor of Black History Month, a newswoman gets her photo on a forever stamp. USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
One of the most recognizable faces in television news, former PBS anchor Gwen Ifill, started as a reporter in a predominantly white male journalism industry. Within years of her start, she was covering presidential campaigns for the biggest media organizations in the country. She's regarded as one of the most respected reporters of all time, and now she's on a stamp. The trailblazing reporter and anchor who died in 2016 was honored as the face of the U.S. Postal Service's 43rd Black Heritage Forever stamp. She joins Martin Luther King Jr., Ella Fitzgerald, and Jackie Robinson, whose faces all have been recognized with a forever stamp.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.